Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It is Thursday. God, it's Thursday, right? It's April 23rd. It's 6 p.m. in Los Angeles. And I'm Frankie, and I have Mr. Anthony on the line here. And you are on My Supernatural Life. Hey, Mr. Anthony, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Frankie? You're the world-famous Frankie Hernandez. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
World-famous, that's you, right?
World-famous, and you are universally famous, Mr. Anthony, astrologer.
Thank you very much. I've been living on Jupiter for a long time. Like a long time.
I know. Go ahead.
So do you know that today's a new moon? Dark of the moon. Moonless moon. The moon goes behind the sun. It's called Dark of the Moon. It's in Sun, Moon, which is the Dark of the Moon, and Uranus. So it's going to be a Sun-Moon-Uranus conjunction in the next 2 days, meaning new beginnings, the birth of a new cycle for money, business, and romance.
Hmm.
And then we're
going to
have Venus is in Gemini right now as we speak. Venus represents money, finances, relationships, love, marriage. It's in Gemini, and it's going to go retrograde on May 12, 2020, in Gemini. So the thing with the goddess of love, which is Venus, it stays in one sign normally, usually for like 30 days. So Venus will be in Gemini all the way till, because it goes retrograde, it's going to be in Gemini till August 10th. So what does that mean, Mr. Anthony? It means that if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, all air signs will benefit during this time where their business will double their income during that window, especially when Venus is retrograde. And a Mr. Anthony prediction looks like either May 15th, 2020, or it could be the new moon of May 22nd, when all the restrictions will be uplifted for air travel.
When?
At that time, there's going to be Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, all in Gemini on the new moon of May 22nd, 2020. And Gemini is an air sign.
So when is this whole air lifting thing going to happen?
Well, prediction number one, around May 15th, 2020. And then the second one, if they, because of the retrograde business, could be like May 22nd, 2020. And at that time, we're going to have Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, all in Gemini, and Gemini is retrograde. So a lot of people always ask, Mr. Anthony, is Venus retrograde good or bad or what? Well, retrograde basically means reevaluate, reorganize, reconstruction, reevaluate your love life, anything with relationships, and also like review any kind of contracts during that window. So Venus will be retrograde from May 12, 2020 to about June 25, 2020 during that window.
Oh.
But Gemini, see the thing with Gemini, you're a Gemini, right? Right, Frankie?
I am, yes.
So you have Sun, Moon, and Gemini, so you're double Gemini out of 10 signs.
I am.
So even though you're a Gemini, you and I could still be friends because my dad was June 2nd.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Excuse me. That's good to know. Hey.
So is it true that Geminis have a temper?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
That's a lie. We have a lot of callers, so let's jump in and take some callers. So just so anybody listening, we're going to get your name, where you're calling from, and your date of birth. Okay? So here we go. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. you're on the air. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, you're speaking to Tamika, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey.
Hi, I'm so glad to see you guys back in the air.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, it's so good to talk to you. You sound great.
Thank you. I was missing you guys, so I'm so glad to see you back.
Yeah, because
we
Frankie's been back.
Frankie's
been hanging out there on the planet Mercury for all this time.
I have. It's not been fun.
And I think you're a Virgo, aren't you?
Yes, I'm born September the 3rd.
You were born in December?
September the 3rd, so I have sun sun and moon.
What's your year of birth?
78.
New York City, right?
Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay, so what is your? How do you spell your first name?
Tanika.
And how do you pronounce it?
Tanika.
Okay. So what is your question for tonight, Jamaica?
So I just wanted to know what you guys see future-wise for me, if you see me moving or if you see me changing my current job. And I was involved with a person named Frank, who I still care about, and we were working at the same job. That's how we met and got involved. And I've since switched jobs. I still have strong feelings for him. He still contacts me. I don't know how serious he is, if things will ever change and become a meaningful, like, into, like, a full relationship. So
what is the date of birth of the other person?
His date of birth is October 28th, 1976.
Okay, so the first thing I'm seeing here, okay, any creative projects will be taking off, especially with the people that you network with. So, like, you're at a time where you're becoming more independent right now. But I'm saying they could be somebody that you have to let go from the past. Have you done that?
Kind of, yeah. I'm kind of a loner right now, you know.
Okay, so you wanted to know about your boyfriend, about commitment, correct?
Yeah, if you see a future with him, what is up with him?
Okay, so with him, what I'm saying is that right now he's focusing on making money. Okay. I'm also seeing, like, unexpected pregnancy between you and him. Are you ready for that?
I would be if he was serious, like, but I don't know.
So right now what I'm seeing with Mr. Scorpio there, your boyfriend, is that he's kind of, like, going through a time of finding himself, and I'm seeing that he has an opportunity to, like, start a business with some friends, but right now he wants to be kind of, like, single right now or independent. So... But consider this, when Venus is retrograde in Gemini from July 12th and June 25th, 2020, that's where he, if you just, like, let him be the way he is, then he's going to want to commit during that window.
Nice.
Does he have two kids? Well, you have two kids, right?
No, I don't have any. I don't know if he has some. He's very close with a friend of his named Michelle. She has two boys. And he says there are two boys from a previous marriage he had or guy she was involved with, but he's very close with the two children. I don't know if he has children. He says he has none, but I'm not sure.
So he's going through a time of growing up right now. Are there twins in your family as far as you know?
Yeah, one of my aunts, she has a pair of twins.
Okay, so you being a Virgo, you could conceive twins between May 12th through August 10th, 2020. But is that good timing for you if that happens? Or would you rather focus on your career?
No, I would love for it to happen because I've been wanting to start a family for a while, but it just hasn't happened. I wanted
so
to be,
seeing
you
with
know,
Mr. Scorpio,
the right one.
I'm seeing some good luck there with job opportunities May, June, July, and start a new business like around July 2020, but right now he's trying to find himself right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm seeing
he's
kind of maturing little by little.
Can you say that part again?
And he's kind of like growing up little by little.
He needs to, because he only contacts me like he wants it to be like only a physical thing, like when we first met and we were just having fun. And I don't want just to be that to someone, you know. I want to be more with him or nothing. So I've been refusing to meet up with him for these kinds of meetups that he wants. Like, I want more than, I know that I deserve more than that with him. And it's like, if I'm not going to have that with him, then I'm not going to give in. But I'm hoping that, you know, he changes.
And the main thing for
you
is going to be, it's going to be like two projects coming up for your career in the next 3 months.
Oh.
So, Tamika, have you told him that?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, great. So, you know, you stand where you stand and, you know, you say, hey, you know, when you're, I want more. So if he contacts you, if he's not offering more, then, you know, and you're, and you see him anyway, he's not going to take you seriously. So you have to just kind of stand by what it is that you want and not have it attached to him. And I know that's really hard. Okay, I know that's hard. But really create what it is that you want for yourself and your life, and just know, just like have 100% faith. It's going to happen. That person's coming, whether it's him or not. You're going to be really grateful that you stood where you were, like, you know, with what on your word, like, you know, and that he he can do whatever he wants, just not with you. And so if you want a future with him, it's important for us to be, you know, love ourselves enough to just not settle for the type of relationship, whether it's, you know, romantic or anyway, you know, just not, that's not going to work. Just either it works or it doesn't work. All emotion aside, you will have that family. You're going to have that family. So focus on yourself right now. This is a really good time to, it's really hard, but at the same time, it's a really good time because everything has stopped and you can just be 100% about you. So, you know, what Mr. Anthony was saying, you know, and you know you can go online to our site and you can download this so you can hear what he said. And we're probably going to come back again. I think we're going to do this for a while. So, okay, so you call us. I'm so happy to hear from you. You sound great. You sound great.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you guys are back. I'll definitely keep, I'm just happy you're back. So I'll keep it, I'll keep you guys in the loop and talk to you. Yeah, every time I see you on, like, I'll just comment to hear what's going
on. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a great night.
Thanks, Tamika. Okay, have a good night.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you soon. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I love her. She sounds so good.
She's a very nice lady.
She's so sweet. I'm so happy. I'm glad. I knew somebody wanted us to come back on the air. Anyway, hi. You are on the air. Area code 404. Who are we speaking to, and where are you calling from?
This is Charlotte. Excuse me. And I'm from Alabama. Birth date September
24th, 58. Okay. Hi.
And
what is your question?
My question is about this person that is living with me. Is there another female that is in the picture or trying pictures? Is he interested in her, or it's just her, or what's going on with this?
What is the other person's date of birth?
August 13th.
What year?
60, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, so you want to know if he's seen another woman?
Yes, or about to start the, or yeah, seeing somebody or something starting up. Or it's just,
let's take a look.
There was something there, and I want to know if it's still there, or should I just leave it? Because, well, anyway, I'll leave the question there.
Okay, what I'm seeing there with Buddy Boy, boyfriend, I see two women around him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
One could be related to him, and the other one is kind of like a friend. But he's not sure if he wants to get involved with that group, with the other lady, because the other lady is kind of like in the middle. Looks like she may be married, and they're more like friends. That's what I'm seeing there.
Oh, okay. I know who that is. They are very good friends from childhood.
Yeah, and I'm kind of saying that he's still emotional about you, Charlotte.
Okay, just wanted to make sure because there's just been some weirdness with him, and since he's moved in, he hadn't been very responsible, and I'm like kind of backing off of him.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. As far as you know, does he have any addictions to drugs or alcohol?
Oh, that's where his money's going?
It could be gambling. Could be gambling. Now, some kind of addiction in the background there with this guy.
I would say more drugs because he lost some money some years ago, and he hadn't been crazy about gambling since.
Has he been in jail before?
Yes.
Okay.
And
here's what I'm feeling is that.
Okay.
Do you want to be romantic with this guy, or you just want to be friends? Do you guys have an agreement as far as him staying at your place, or what?
We have somewhat of an agreement that I've been backing off of. I wanted it to be romantic, but he just doesn't seem to be very responsible, and I'm kind of backing out.
I'm feeling like a lot of confusion with this guy, like a cloud around him, whatever he's doing there. It's kind of like very cloudy, not sure, mixed signals, stuff like that. Here's what I'm feeling. What I'm feeling is that between now and the full moon of May 10th, that if you want him gone, he's going to be leaving.
Okay.
I'm also kind of feeling, too, is that he owes people money, shall we say.
Yeah, he does.
That you did or didn't do is that he has a lot going on, this guy.
Energetically,
it might be better for him to leave, or you can get some incense and put incense in is it a home or apartment?
Home.
I would suggest get some sage or a sacred stick or incense and just, like, purify your space.
Okay.
See,
because
you being a Libra, you pick up energy from a lot of people.
Yes. Yes.
See? Yeah, take care of yourself.
And I did some spraying today, just about every day. And that's another reason I'm backing off is that he from somewhere, and he brings it back home, and he's not willing to clean it off. And
you're exactly right. It's because of the people he's hanging on with.
Exactly.
Yeah. You don't need that
so
in any way, shape, or form.
You are correct about that. But to you being a Libra, you want to be fair and you want to be neutral, but you might have to make a decision between now and May 10th with the next full moon, or just do the thing with the incense, a sacred stick or sage there at your local store, wherever they sell sage or incense. Or you know what you can do? You know what? You can get some candles. Just get some candles and burn the candles.
Yeah, I've did some things, but I've already kind of told him that. Well, there's no kind of. The bottom line, I've already said that he needs to be gone by the weekend.
Exactly.
Saying I was correct.
Right, he's affecting the vibration of your aura.
Exactly.
And you better kill this guy. Yeah.
Exactly. So the spraying is not enough. I'm going to have to do some burning. Okay, that's fine. That's no problem.
Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. You just confirmed
what
I needed to confirm. All right, bye now.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye. Okay, let's see.
So right now you're on the planet Neptune right now, Frankie? Is that where you're at?
I am, sort of. I don't know. You're going to have to tell me where I'm at because I'm not really sure.
Right now you're on Mercury retrograde right now.
Ugh, God, I never got out of it seems, right, the last time.
Because I know you love Mercury retrograde, which makes sense because you're a Gemini and the ruling planet of Gemini.
Oh, I love
Gemini
it so much.
So
if
Mercury goes retrograde, you really love it.
Yeah. I love it more than Christmas. Hold on. Okay, we're going to go to the next car. We have a lot of callers, so. Area code 919, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Mr. Anthony. My name is Janet, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Well, thanks for the call.
What
Thank
is your
you
date
for
of birth?
Taking the call. 7/25/1963.
Okay, great. And what's
hey,
your question?
Well, thank you for calling. What is your question for tonight, Janet?
I've really been going through a lot. I lost a loved one several months ago that my world just revolved around. And I still feel his presence very much. We were together all the time. And now I just don't know what to do with my life. I mean, I'm pretty much stuck. You know, before we went into stay-at-home orders, I've been in stay-at-home order for months, just going through what I've been going through. And I just want to know where my life's going.
Okay, the main thing I'm seeing for you, Janet, you're going through a big test with that relationship and breaking away. See, your date of birth is 7/25/63?
Yes.
Okay, so you know you're a Leo. Leo is a fire sign.
Yes.
You have a lot of heart. When you love somebody, you love them with all your heart, as you know. See?
Yes.
And the test is going to be lasting until July 1st. As far as you kind of like focusing on your own goals and work. Have you been depressed?
Yes.
Okay. So there was a major energy shift like around March 26th. Right now we have a new moon right now as we speak, dark of the moon, moonless moon. What I'm kind of feeling is write down how you feel about this guy on a piece of paper and then burn it tomorrow in a safe place to kind of like, because the thing with you, you're holding the energy in your heart area or heart chakra, and you don't want it to affect your physical body.
Yeah, well, I've lost like 40 pounds through all of this.
Sorry. Is there, you know, you might want to look and see online. Right now there's a lot of resources. There's a lot of online therapy and stuff like that. And you might be able to talk to somebody specifically about bereavement. It's really, really hard when someone we love passes on, and it's a process that doesn't just stop, you know, one day we're better. You know, it's gradual.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, I've went to grief counseling. I do journaling. I do meditations. I do my devotions every morning. I mean, it's just more than that. It's more than just going through grief. You know, it's just more than that.
Okay.
Well, that's a good point, Janet. But so consider this. The Leo energy represents the heart chakra of your body, but Leo also represents the so-called ego, okay, because it's a fire sign. So what you just said is like we all have a loss, but you're going through the process of letting it go. So right now you're kind of like a caged lion, so to speak. You have all this energy, but you feel like you're caged like a lion. You know how a lion in the circus?
Yeah.
You know how they have the lions in the circus in the cages?
Oh, yeah.
That's you right now, because you're Leo the lion, which is a fire sign, see? But it's not going to last forever. What I would suggest as a fire sign right off the bat is do some candle meditation, because the fire of the candle will connect with your heart energy center or energy chakra and calm you down, see?
Okay.
Well, the other thing is to have a fireplace, soak your body in a bathtub because you don't want it to become physical. See my point?
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay to be sad, but you don't want to be sad 24 hours a day. You can do the positive and negative thing, yin yang. Do 12 hours of sad, 12 hours of doing what you want to do. See, because Leo also represents anything with toys. Cartoons, because it means inner child. That's what Leo means. Say,
yeah.
Do fun stuff. Go outside.
Oh, I
okay,
do.
Well,
I try to stay busy, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
my
you,
pleasure.
Janet. You know, you
thank
can.
You.
Ms. Anthony, why don't you tell people like where they can get a hold of you if they want a reading with you?
Okay, if you want, if everybody on the planet Earth, including Neptune and Mercury. If they want to contact Mr. Anthony, you can call me or text me. Mr. Anthony Center, mobile phone, 661 area code 492-0065. So you can call or text me. Or email. Well, you know what? Email is Mr. Anthony Astrology at gmail.com. Mr. Anthony Astrology, one word, at gmail.com, whatever is better for you. And the Mr. Anthony Center office number, 661 area code, 492-0065 for a phone consultation.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for calling. You can download this. You can go back on our site and download it once we're done. It's a it'll be like a podcast or an MP3. And also subscribe to the show so next time we're on, you know, we can talk to you and tell your friends about it. Okay, so.
Well, thank you, Jen. Thanks for calling.
Hi, you are on the air. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from? Hello? Your number comes up as 111, so I don't know if you have a caller ID block or whatever. I know you've been holding for a long time. Okay. Well, we'll come back.
111, wasn't that your homeroom number in high school, 111?
It was 222 because I was on the second floor. So.
That's right. That was the other movie, right?
That was
room 111. That's the next one coming up. Room 111.
111. I like that. Okay, Hello. Area code 954.
Yes.
Who are we speaking
me,
to and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida. Actually, the 111, not my phone number, but it's where I live.
Oh, interesting. What is your name?
Mary.
Okay, Mary. And what's your date of birth?
12/8/43.
Excellent.
And hi, Mary. Your date of birth is 12/8/43?
Yes.
How can I help you tonight? Any special questions?
Before all the lockdown, I've been working on resolving some medical issues. And, of course, I can't get out and do the appointments I had planned and so forth. And also, I was wondering if you see a move in the near future, something in those areas or finances, whatever you see in my chart.
So you know you're a Sagittarius, correct?
Yes, with Gemini rising.
Wow. So when you walk out through the door, people see you as very chatty and very sociable.
Uh-huh. That's true.
When you walk through a door.
That's right.
Are there twins in your family?
Well, it would be an uncle is a twin. That's as close as I know of.
Okay. See what comes up for you. And what is your place of birth, Mary?
Buffalo, New York. Buffalo.
Okay, I'm seeing expansion with money, finances in a big way.
Really?
Are you taking a lot of medication?
I've been taking a variety of things, and most of which isn't really resolving my issue.
Okay. So I'm not a doctor, but what I'm seeing astrologically, Mary, when Venus goes retrograde, which is May 12, 2020, reassess, reevaluate whatever medication you're taking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Keyword reassess, reevaluate. Okay.
Right.
I'm kind of seeing. Okay, has it affected? Do you have any inflammation in your feet or toes?
No, the feet are not a problem.
Okay, I'm seeing good luck. Though you have the money thing is okay. You got abundance there. Money, finance.
Not yet. It's coming.
But yeah, it is coming, and it's going to be when the goddess of money, which is Venus, is retrograde between May 12 and June 20. You could double or triple your income during that window. Wow. Good investments there. Everything that I'm seeing here has to do with money. Okay, reassess, reevaluate your food and diet. And can you take action with exercise according to the medical
doctor? I'm not a big exerciser. I do a lot of stretching and meditation and movement.
Do you spend time outside? Do you spend time outside?
Yeah, walk. A little bit, not as much as I was.
Okay, what do you do for recreation?
Well, right now a lot of it is mental and TV, reading, and internet, and just a whole variety of things, trying to catch up on clearing out a lot of clutter. And right now
okay,
there's
so
not a whole...
That's also part of the Venus retrograde stuff, is that reevaluate what you have or own or get rid of it or give it away. Okay, so I'm seeing a move July, August, September window.
July, August, or September. Uh-huh.
Correct. And then
you
if you don't move by November, you could have a delay. Why? Because Mars is retrograde November, December 2020.
Oh.
Meaning if you have a delay because of the weather or whatever, anything else that you have no control over, it could be a delay till January, Feb 2021, so just be aware of that. But if you move before Mars goes retrograde, you're looking at a move like July, August, Mary.
Yeah, it's not urgent at this point, but I've been scouting around to see if there's something less expensive, but so far that hasn't happened.
Right, well, that's going to be coming up for you. What you just said with Mercury retrograde in Cancer, Cancer means real estate. That's like the middle of June through early July.
How do you feel about a car, about getting another car? My car is just kind of going downhill and spending a lot of money on repairs.
Right, and that would be part of that Venus retrograde Gemini, because Gemini doesn't mean automobiles, cars, buses, whatever.
Oh, good.
But see, here's the key. I'm glad you asked. Retrograde means with Venus, because Venus is money, that you can get a good deal during that window. So it's in your favor, see?
And that would be in May and June?
That would be, yes, middle of May and June. What I'm seeing with the Venus retrograde, you could get two vehicles, like two-for-one deals, so to speak, you know.
Oh, that would be surprising. Can barely get one right now.
So that's in your favor, because a lot of people ask me, is Venus retrograde good or bad? Well, the positive side is that prices go down, see?
Oh, good. What
it's in your favor, exactly.
Pluto.
Exactly, it's good. So it looks like a good forecast. Mary, so good luck.
What about Pluto? Pluto's going retrograde here.
Correct.
Week.
And that means, I'm glad you brought that up. Pluto means reassess, reevaluate anything with wills, taxes, credit cards during that window.
Wait, say that again?
It means to reevaluate anything with wills, inheritance, taxes, credit cards when Pluto's retrograde.
And
or if you want to reinvest, if you want to reinvest, Pluto's retrograde roughly between now and November, because it moves real slow.
Okay. Wow.
It's a slow-moving planet. But good question, Mary. But overall, it's a good forecast. The money thing's good. Just do basic exercise. And once again, I'm not a doctor, but reevaluate medication when Mercury Venus is retrograde between May 12th and June 20th. You might want to get a second opinion, okay?
Yeah. Awesome.
With Gemini,
okay, we're going to
choose. You get second opinion, third opinion, whatever.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller. Thanks for calling, Mary. Let's see. Area code 804.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Hugh. I'm calling you from Virginia. My birthday is September 22nd, 1944. And I'm curious to see if people are finally awakening to things that I've been putting out to show people how to become more spiritual and caring and sharing and transform the entire fields of global economics with ethics and morals and transparency and more.
Well, thanks for calling you. So you're calling from Virginia. Your date of birth is 9/22/44?
That's correct. In New York City, I was born 3:22 a.m., 3:44 a.m.
Okay, you know what? With everything you just said, we have transiting Saturn in Aquarius. Aquarius means anything innovative, unique, out of the ordinary for humanity. That kicked in March 26th, and Saturn will be in Aquarius till July 1st, 2020, meaning the marketplace is ready for your product. So it's perfect timing. The answer is yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful, because the world really needs to wake up and stop repeating history.
Right, and the main thing, whatever product line you have, it's innovative, different, unique, like out of nowhere,
A lot of it relates to video, and that's where people have to shift now, especially as we come through the pandemic and through webinars and get hundreds of people from all different countries coming together, sharing experiences and new ways of cooperating. I'm looking to create where everybody benefits in a opportunity, not and shifting out of the greed, and it's like a Pac-Man game of transparency. The strategies I have will follow the money trails back to show how are you being good to humanity, or are you just taking all the money through greed?
Well, that's a very good point. Frankie might be taking all the money, but you know, but she's very nice about it.
As long as he's giving it back, that's good.
Everything you just said, right now, Mars is Aquarius right now as we speak. Mars means action. Aquarius, again, means anything with technology, computer, groups, intuition. That's going to activate with everything you just said, because you have the god of action, Mars, taking action on your behalf all the way through May 10th. So it's a good forecast for you, So I would advise you just keep doing what you're doing. It's going to pay off in a big way, dude.
Well, it's not for me. It's for humanity. I say each day is a miracle that I'm alive. I was supposed to be dead back in 2007. So that's where I'm looking to show people it, and spirituality, where we came from, we're going back to. The material goods have absolutely no use. So I think we incarnate to learn unconditional love. And as we learn, it was supposed to be a blessing to others, especially those who can't help themselves. That's the thrust of my basic message. So I thank you so much for the wonderful confirmation.
All right. You, my pleasure. Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, people out
there. So you got the money, right, Frank?
Good.
You got all the money. And nobody knows.
And nobody knows.
And they're going to find out.
I'm the reason why all those SBA loans like ran out. I'm that reason at all.
And you're very modest about the whole deal.
Totally modest, but you brought it up, so why not talk about it?
Why not? And then you want to buy a restaurant called Little Pete's Restaurant.
Little Pete's.
With all that money, you're going to buy a restaurant with that name, Little Pete Restaurant.
Little Pete's, and they're going to only serve hamburgers. that's an inside joke, okay? Because Anthony and I met, we met like just like, you know, a friend introduced us not too long ago, and then like we're talking and we find out that we have like the same mutual best friend family, like that family. Like he was best friends with the little Pete, and I was best friends with his cousin, and so it's just kind of crazy. So we
and you were friends
we
with
joke.
Little Gasper. Little Gasper was friends with you, right?
Little, I don't remember what her placa was, but her name was Monica. Yeah.
That's right.
So,
Little Gasper, right.
Yeah.
And
she looks
from
like
Santa Monica,
really
right?
Fair.
She's from Santa Monica,
No, she's
right?
from East L.A.
Is she really?
Around the corner on Percy Street for me, so.
I remember that street.
Yeah,
right,
I know.
Right near the boulevard.
Right near the boulevard. So another thing is that Mr. Anthony and I are both from East L.A. and born and raised and stuff. And we met just a few years back. So, you know, kind of
And we're still friends?
Fun.
Are we still friends?
We're still friends. Yeah.
Even though you're Gemini? You're a double Gemini?
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just have my nice Gemini talk to you.
And then sometimes your evil twin comes up.
I know. I've had her under quarantine for a long time now, so.
So that means you can do
really
like eight things at once because you're a Gemini. You're always busy, dude.
I know. I do eight things at once, and I love it. Otherwise, I'm bored.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's get to our next caller. Hold on. Area code 216. Hi.
Hello. Hi there. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
And what's your date of birth?
September 1st, 1965. I'm a Gemini rising. It was like at 11:43. in Livonia, Michigan.
Mm.
Well, thank you for
awesome.
Calling, Sharon. Your date of birth is 9/1/65.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you tonight? Any special questions about anything?
I just want to know what's coming up in the next, you know, maybe 90 days with career, finances, anything you pick up. I just started a new job.
Great.
Believe it or not, I got hired during this.
Very good. Is it nursing, business, or what, banking?
Business. Yeah, it is banking.
Okay. You know, I'm seeing a lot of – do you have two kids or four kids?
I don't.
No kids?
No.
Okay, are you close with your
one.
Family? I'm seeing
yes.
more contact with family members there. Are you happy with your love life?
I'm dating. He's a friend. I'm more concerned with career, but you're picking up family. Well, whatever you're picking up, how's that?
Okay, you know what? Yeah, what's coming up right now is that thing with your love life, with that Venus retrograde in Gemini, with that Gemini rising that you have. Reevaluate, reassess between May 12th and June 20th.
Okay.
During that window. Reassess food and diet. Okay, I just pulled a good luck card. You know what? A double expansion in the next 3 months. If you have a good luck, you being a Virgo, you have good luck with Jupiter and Capricorn right now, which is expansion of your career. That's going to last till December 2020.
Oh, wow.
So that's a good one. See, because Virgo,
yeah,
you're an earth sign.
Yeah, I'm learning, you know, I've never worked at home. This is new to me. There's a lot to learn, a lot of programs. And do you feel my finances are okay, too?
Yeah, you know, I just pulled another expansion card. Finances are good, Sharon. Finances are, see, the thing with Virgo, Virgo's a nurse sign. It's kind of like Gemini. It goes back and forth, meaning you might be back and forth about that guy, meaning you might think right now you want to break up with him, or then during the Venus retrograde, he might want to, like, marry you and get closer to you. It's going to go back and forth. So just be aware of that. Once again, from May 12th through June 20th.
Okay. Because
everything else is good. And also kind of seeing two people coming in with business ideas, and they want to finance your ideas with business.
Okay. Hmm. That
so you have a good forecast there, Sharon. Congratulations.
Good. My dad passed away. You're not a medium, right? I just wonder.
Well, you know what? I was kind of feeling that with that Pluto deal, and I was just talking about that. The thing with you being a Virgo, he's still in your dreams, and he's going to be more in your dreams between May 10th and June 20th. He's going to be more in your dreams. I'm kind of feeling that there could be some information regarding either money, inheritance, or jewelry of some sort.
He's going to give me a message, you said?
Correct. It's going to be something that has to do with the material realm, but it's going to be through your dreams. So I'm kind of feeling, have like a notebook and pencil there because Virgo analyzes a lot. So just write it down and then analyze it later.
I just miss him. I had a dream last night. Someone pulled my arm. Literally, I literally felt someone touch my arm, and it woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, Dad, you're not scaring me. That's what he said. You know,
you have like two or three siblings?
I do. I have two sisters, yes.
Okay, so I'm kind of feeling that your dad's also with dreams with them in their dream state.
Okay.
And with your dream state, what I'm kind of feeling it has something to do with finances or will or inheritance of some sort, you know?
Hmm. Okay.
Well, stay tuned and keep that journal next to your bed so that you can, when you open your eyes, you just start writing and get everything you're supposed to get. Okay? So thanks for calling, Sharon.
Good luck, Sharon. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go back to this 111 because they've been holding for a long time. So let's just see.
The old 111 trick again, huh?
Yeah. Hi, are you there? Hello? Okay, well, I hear somebody there, but maybe they don't want to talk. They just want to listen. Okay, so we're going to go to
I believe 111 is the area code of Jupiter, 111.
Oh,
thank
well,
you.
There you
go. Oh, hey, hello.
Hi, area code 917. Who are we speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hey, you're speaking with Terry, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, Terry from Brooklyn. What's your date of birth?
It's July 12th,
1980. Awesome. Well, thanks
for Terry.
Calling.
July 12th, 1980?
Yes. Hey, how are you, sir?
We're good.
So, you know, you're a cancer of the crab. Your sign is the moon. Your moon, are you emotional and sensitive?
Yes. I think it's because I'm intuitive, too, and I pick up on other people's energy. So, yes.
So how can I help you, Terry? Any special questions tonight?
Yeah. Okay, so I am looking to do a move, and I'm looking to do not a new car, but should I ask only one question?
Yes, one question.
Okay. Yes, I'm looking to do a move, and I just wanted to see, do you think this is going to happen before June?
Okay, good question. I'm seeing, okay, you know what? When Mars goes into Pisces, Mars means moving. Okay, so I'm seeing a move between May 10th and June 20th. Yes.
Ooh, that's not far away at all.
So
going to
be
okay.
Happening. So that's a good one.
Thank
good.
You. Not far at all.
Start packing. Start cleaning out. How are things in Brooklyn? I mean, you know, we hear all this stuff. We see all the news and stuff. You sound great.
Yeah, actually, I don't know. I did come down with something. I don't know, because I would take a shower, and then you know how your hair is still a little misty, and then you go outside. So the weather was still cold, and they said that it was COVID. I don't think it was that COVID. I think it was probably turning into like a flu or a cold. But I'm fine now. Everything in Brooklyn is pretty quiet. I mean, I'm back to work. It's just pretty quiet in Brooklyn. The weather, you know, is up and down. Every day it's, you know, 50-degree weather, then it goes to 60. So everything is fine weather-wise. So.
Okay.
Well, that's good,
okay.
Terry, because you being a Cancer water sign, when you feel good, everybody feels good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thanks for calling in, Terry. It was nice talking to you. And, you know, subscribe to the show so that when we come on, you know, you'll know when we're back, okay?
Yes, I will, okay. And I'll give you guys an update, so I'm looking to start moving. Thank you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Call us back with the good news when you find the place there, Terry, yeah.
I will,
yeah,
okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay,
have
take
good night.
Care. Bye-bye.
So she was 111?
No, she was 917. 111 is just not responding. I clicked on there twice and put them on the air twice, and so maybe they just want to listen. So
111.
Yeah, they've been. It's so you know how like you're blocked, like you either have like a block number or something.
Right.
So on the switchboard, this shows up as area code 111, and then the phone number is 111. 1111. So, I'm just guessing that they have a, you know, restricted number that doesn't come up on caller ID.
But 111 is actually your number when you were in the girls' camp when you were in junior high, right? For the summer. You were at the Ventura School for Girls, and your room number was 111.
No.
Admit it. 111. Ventura Center School for Girls.
Nope. That was your number up at Wayside. No, that was your number up at Wayside.
Jackson High School.
Okay. That's some homie humor right there. Okay.
Oh, you think? No, actually, we're talking about Nebraska High School, weren't we? On Nebraska Street in West L.A.
I swear I didn't go to West L.A. till I was, like, 20, you know. I just
really?
Never left East L.A. Yeah, I was always in East L.A., like, and I I mean, I went to downtown. I worked, you know, but I went to the like, not San Fernando Valley, but like San Gabriel Valley, you know, stuff like that. I was always around the area, so.
So the reason you went to San Gabriel Valley like is that you went to the racetrack or what?
Yes, Santa Anita.
San Gabriel Valley?
Unlike you, Mr. UCLA, on the way to D.C., you know, so.
All that.
Yeah,
yeah,
Mr. Anthony is.
A lucky guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a
fun
life, you know?
Yeah. You
well,
did.
Yeah,
you
I was an intern with Congressman Roybal in Washington, D.C. Great experience. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like
yeah.
you said, I lived in the west side of L.A., but it was a whole different vibe than the east side of L.A., a whole different vibe.
Yeah, for sure. It's so interesting to be so close, cause, and then it's so different,
so
like completely different. Yeah.
As you know,
yeah,
the
sure.
east side of L.A. is full of freeways.
And cemeteries.
And that's where you had your original 111 experience, at the cemetery.
They did.
Was 111 cemetery?
Yeah, it was across the street from Calvary. I used to live right across the street from the cemetery, dude.
And
yeah.
Lou Costello is buried in one of those cemeteries. Can you, Evan Costello, can you believe that?
He's at Calvary in the mausoleum there.
That's where he's at,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
What's on second?
I'm not falling for that. I'll never get out of that.
Oh.
So we have another caller. So shall we take that? And then, after that, maybe if we have some time, you can kind of give us some info on, you know, our forecast here, because you had a lot to say when we started, but I just wanted to make sure
we got all the
callers.
Little forecast for everybody. Yeah, sounds good. Sounds great.
Okay, hold on.
West
area code
408. 408.
Hey, 408. Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Craig, and I'm calling from California.
Okay. Are you in Northern California?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
December 66, 7.
Okay, what is
Hi,
the
Greg.
Date?
Hey, Greg. Yeah, thanks for calling, Greg. 12-7-66?
Yeah,
12-7-66.
Makes
and
me,
is it
makes
Greg
me a little
or
older.
Craig?
Craig.
Craig. Okay.
With a C.
What's
yeah.
your question?
Like, it's like Craigslist, right? Like Craigslist?
Yeah, like Craigslist.
So how can I help you, Craig? Any special questions?
You know, I was thinking when you guys were talking to the other lady, and I was kind of just – I was making comments out loud while you were talking with her and stuff. But then I got up into something else, and I was looking at some other stuff. And but – Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was going to get on. So, I'm not sure. I'm just so overflowing, you know, overflowing meaning the fact that that I have so much that's good that I'm just always happy, even though I go through stuff, maybe difficult stuff, but it doesn't have the effect on the good stuff, you know. So I guess I'm just wondering, you know, I mean, things are going to get, definitely going to get better for sure. You know, things are going to get better.
Well, you are correct, Craig, because looking at your astrology, you know you're Sagittarius, correct?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Sagittarius
yeah.
is a fire sign, positive fire. It's the archer, ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter means expansion, growth. And for you, it's going to continue. Why? Because Jupiter right now is in the earth sign of Capricorn till December 2020. And Capricorn's an earth sign, so that's going to continue.
Okay. Makes sense.
I'm also seeing, too, are you self-employed or do you work with somebody else?
Well, I'm not working at the moment. I've dedicated my whole thing into this the spiritual part of myself, and that's where I've been, all my attention's been focused, so...
Okay.
It might not show, huh?
Right. What you just said, looking at your astrology, your spiritual path is going to grow and grow between now and 2025, big time.
Well, good. That's good. I was kind of, you know, eagerly anticipating this growth period.
Right. Right. And also I'm seeing like movies, videos on your spiritual path or church or whatever you want to call it. Goes into video and stuff like that.
Wow, that's good, man, because you know, I was under the impression that that I was going to be in front of a lot of people. I mean, you know, a large amount
right.
of people. I don't know necessarily how that's going to.
Well, you are correct.
I mean,
the Sagittarius does represent stadiums, football, baseball, sports. It's under the realm of fire and Sagittarius, the fire sign. I'm still seeing something with. It's like you're in front of a camera. People see you as a spiritual leader, but you're very charismatic. Your spirituality is going to be expanding into. What some people call it channeling, but you can call it whatever you want. I'm also seeing something with Bibles, books, as far as your learning process between now and December 2020. Okay, so with the base, basically, you kind of like getting ready to expand big time from 2021 to 2025 with your spiritual growth and your spiritual work.
Beautiful, yeah. I mean, it's been a labor of love, bro. It's really has.
Yeah,
it's
going to grow. Like, I'm seeing 10 stadiums, Jews in the background, about the word of love and brotherhood through your medium, and they're going to see you as an actor.
Oh, wow. That makes sense. I guess I could see that. I can appreciate that, you know.
The flip side to that, though, Craig, is going to be they see you as a savior, and that's where you need to practice energetic boundaries so you don't pick up their energy.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, you had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, because, see, your Sagittarius energy takes up a lot of energy from people, the big time, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, got you on that one.
So just basic,
yeah.
I would recommend for you being a fire sign, like something simple, nothing too hard. Keep it simple. Like you being
keep
a fire
simple,
sign,
yeah.
Just meditate in front of a candle for like 5 minutes, morning and evening. That'll help you a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything with fire will center you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I would
even
have candles on when you're doing your thing on stage. Have candles there.
Huh. Well,
it's going to help your energy, and then it's going to build around your etheric field where you don't pick up the energy from the group. That's not your job.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love
your
that.
Your job
and
is to inspire them to greatness, because that's a Sagittarius thing. That's something you were born with. Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah, man. Sweet, bro. That's right on the money. I mean,
my pleasure, Greg. So good luck to you, man.
Yeah, and you know, one more thing real quick. I keep getting this thing, this reoccurring thing about these mineral rights. And I know that I'm entitled to the mineral rights, but I'm the kind of person, if I get involved in all that, I don't handle it well. So I just chose to take a position that, you know, I'll let the powers that be decide where that goes and how that's going to work itself out. I just was if you had any insight into that at all.
What you just said, that's going to be mineral rights. That's going to be when Mercury's in Cancer retrograde from like June 1st till about July 20th. That's where you're going to reevaluate your position on what everything you just said. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Meaning, are you emotionally attached to that, or do you want the spiritual world to handle that on your behalf? See my point?
In other words,
just leave the spiritual world work on your behalf, and it's going to work your way, Craig.
Yeah. Okay,
otherwise, you get emotionally involved, it's going to mess with your energy during that window.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So good luck to you, Craig.
So.
Yeah,
subscribe to our show, and then that way you'll know when we're back on the air. They'll send you a notification. Mr. Anthony, real quick, before we go, we got 30 seconds. Give us your phone number where people can reach you if they want a reading.
Okay, Mr. Anthony, Astrology Center, phone consultations anytime. 661 area code 492-0065. 661-492-0065, mobile phone. Or MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. MrAnthonyAstrology@gmail.com. Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Good night.
night.